Good afternoon. Welcome to church. How are you? Okay. All right. My name is Hiroshi Horikawa. Somebody who doesn't know me. I'm the senior pastor of this church. And I preach once in 2 or 3 months. And today I'd like to preach from Romans. I started this series, the preaching from Romans, last February, but still in chapter 3. So I don't know when I can finish. Only God knows. But today I'd like to read chapter 3, verse 21 to 31. The title of sermon is Demonstrate His Justice. Let me read from verse 21. But now our righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ. God presented Him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in His blood. He did this to demonstrate His justice, because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand and punished. He did it to demonstrate His justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. On what principle? On that of observing the laws, the law? No, but on that of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. Is God the God of Jews only? Is He not the God of Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too. Since there is only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through that same faith. Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law. Amen. Amen. One of the core statements in the Epistle of Romans, the salvation by faith. So, of course, Paul wrote this letter to the people in Rome. But when I read this scripture, this text, I can feel his kind of surprising or astonishing what he's saying. Do you feel it? You know, because he's the Jew and he was Pharisees, and he was trying to be justified by observing the law, but he knew he could not make it. But he met Jesus Christ at the gate of Damascus, and he converted. So his life was changed 100%. So what happens on him, he is trying to explain with his words on the basis of his experience as the Pharisees, as the Jews, as the one who tried to be justified by deeds of the law. But he, when he's writing the epistle, when he's writing the letters, actually he didn't write. Maybe he said, he was saying, and somebody is writing on the paper or some manuscript or something. So when he's saying, on what principle? On that of observing the law? No, but on that face. Like he's like a preaching somebody, you know, right next to him or through him to the somebody. So I'm very happy to read this scripture, and I can tell any kind of theology or sermons or stories from the scripture, but I want to stress on one phrase this afternoon, which is demonstrate his justice. Demonstrate his justice. Before this section from verse 21, Paul discussed the Jews and the law, the Mosaic law, in the first half of the chapter, chapter 3. I did not read, but he said, finally he concluded, like verse 11, there is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All who have turned away, they have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Which is quotation from Psalms. But he says, no one understands, no one who seeks God. But he, Paul himself, is trying to understand. He seeks God, right? But this quotation shows, by observing the laws, which is not the way to seek God. What they did, what the Jews did, what the Pharisees did, what the Paul did, was totally wrong. We could not find God. And then Paul finally said, verse 23, as I read, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned and fall short of the God of glory. All have sinned. So no hope. All have sinned. No hope. No one who understands, no one who seeks, all have turned away, they have together become worthless. Totally out. Nobody have hope. And then, verse 21, Paul said, but, B-U-T. B-U-T, yeah. This is one of the favorite word, B-U-T. In Greek, two characters, D-E, de, de, like Japanese, de. Paul said, no one can save by observing the law, the work of by works, by deeds. So no hope, but death. now a righteousness from God, apart from law, has made known. It's different scripture version said manifested. The different kind of righteousness that is not belongs to the law. But please read, to which the law and the prophets testify. It doesn't make sense. The righteousness apart from the law, but this righteousness was testified in the law and the prophets. What? It's apart from the law, but testified in the law. Well, how could we understand? But the law and the prophets mean the whole Old Testament. The Old Testament testifies. They say a righteousness, the righteousness from God will come someday. But that is apart from the law. If it was in the law or was the law, so belonged to the law, we cannot have this righteousness, because the Paul said, all are short, fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned. Nobody is justified by the deed of law. So, but God manifests the righteousness from God. Verse 22, this righteousness from God, righteousness not from the human beings, righteousness that not by the deeds of us. Righteousness does not come from our side. Righteousness comes from His side. Yeah. The righteousness. But God give us time, or give us try the Jews to get the righteousness by their deeds, following the law. But they could not. They failed the test. They even could not keep the first one of the Ten Commandments. But, you know, this is kind of hard to explain. One side, God gave the law to the Jews. Why don't you try to keep, follow, obey this commandment and be blessed? On the other hand, the same law, God shows, I'll give the righteousness someday. The double story, you know, goes on in the Old Testament. The first part, the Jews could not make it. So God finally did what planned it. You know, He planned it. That is the righteousness, not from the human being, but from God. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ. God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. All who believe, no difference. Jews, Gentiles, Japanese, Filipino, American, no difference. To all who believe. That is the part of God's plan. So you can see God's plans after these chapters. Paul explains. There's two lines. One is the low part. The other part is the face. Old Testament is not just not the law. As you know, like Abraham, God chose him not because what he did, but because he believed in God, right? So these two stories, like the rail of the train, you know, but the low parts are finally gone, end. But the face part, the grace part, it still goes on. And finally, so God was watching, observing how the Jews could follow, obey his commands. But they could not. So, verse 25, God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice because in his forbearance he had let the sins committed beforehand uphold. He did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time. So Paul repeated this phrase, demonstrate his justice, twice, you know, in two sentences. This is very important. Of course, God sent his son, Christ Jesus, to atone, to redeem our sins as a sacrifice. He followed the rules of the law. He shows the sacrifice system to redeem the sins, to atone the sins. Kill the lamb, kill the cow, kill the goat. Because their lives will atone your sins. They die on behalf of you. So this is this God's system. But finally, God sent the sacrifice, one and only, perfect sacrifice, his son, Christ Jesus, to redeem our sins. But not just to redeem our sins, but demonstrate his justice. God's justice. He is right. Sorry for my poor English. So the cross is the sign of his justice. Of course, this is the sign of his love. Of course, yeah. He sent his begotten son to show his love. Which one? Oh, that one. Yeah, kill it. The backside. Switch. No, switch. Turn off the switch. Yeah, let me. Yeah. Okay, finally. Thank you. Yeah, justify. Yeah. Not still. this one. I don't know why. Okay. All right. Thank you, God. Demonstrate his justice. So the cross shows God's justice. What does it mean? It's God's justice. Because in his forbearance he had left sins committed beforehand and punished. He forbears the sins. He has been patient to our sins. Of course, not the past, but the future. But he has to show his justice. How? He is right. How do you show your justice? How do you show your justice? Yes, I'm right. I did right. I'm a right person. How do you show it? Yeah, it's very, very tough. You know, almost impossible to us. God shows, kill his son on the cross and show his justice. This is my justice. Because the cross redeemed the sins perfectly from the Adam to the last one. The all of sins of human being were redeemed, cleansed 100%. So the cross shows God's justice. Yeah. That's why he used this way to redeem our sins. He can forgive us. Yeah, of course, he can forgive us with our cross. Okay, I'll forgive you. Come to the heaven. Yeah, he can do that. Of course, yeah. He can do that. He's a God. Yes, okay, free. Free food, free grace. Come to heaven. I can forgive you. But if did it, we don't know his justice. We don't know his justice, his righteousness. He gave the law to the Jews. If you commit sins, you have to kill the animal. You have to redeem it and show the justice. He made the Jews did it. Made the Jews do. So, the one who gave that system cannot abandon the system. He has to follow the system he made. But he did not use the lamb, he did not use the cows, he used his only begotten son. Okay, I'll show the perfect one. So all you have to do is believe. Believe in faith. You don't need to do anything, just faith. If you believe in the guy who was nailed on the cross is your Savior, okay, your sins are gone. Just believe in. That is all we could do. That is all we could do. So the cross of Jesus Christ break the wall between Jews and Gentiles, and like Paul said, this is not the salvation. This salvation is not just for the Jews, but for the Gentiles, for everyone. Not for just the circumcised, but the uncircumcised. But the important sentence, verse 31, do we then nullify the law by the faith? So the faith system nullify the law system. You know, the law makes the law meaningless. No, not at all. Rather, we uphold the law because God followed the law himself. Yes, he did not abandon the law. He keeps the law 100%, completely. And ask us what? Receive it. Receive the grace. Open your mouth and eat it. His flesh and blood. That is you could do. Only you could do. Just receive it. But don't forget, this is the demonstrate of His justice. He is the one, the just, the one of righteousness. We are not. We are totally sinned and fall short of glory. But justified by freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank You for this wonderful time we get together. We praise with singing and we pray together. And now we are blessed by the Word of God. This is the food of our spirit. Thank You that we are all sinned. We betrayed You. We have no power, no rights to be cleansed, to be atoned, but 100%
Your way, You show and You gave Your righteousness by the blood of Your Son. Thank You so much. And whenever we see the cross, we see Your justice, Your righteousness. You are the right God. You gave the law to the Jews and You kept the law. You complete the law, like Jesus said. You are the God for everyone. You are the God, no mistake. That's why we believe in You. That's why we have hope in You. That's why we